Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Ronnie, how much has the popularity of Halloween changed over the last couple of years?
Well, I think it's grown almost exponentially in that most younger Australians, so children, see Halloween as a normal part of their calendar year, as an event to look forward to dress up, to go asking people for candy or lollies, I think we'd say here, more than candy. And as children from, say, 10 years ago grow up into young adults, they sort of carry on the dressing up tradition, but they end up going to bars and clubs and sort of imbibing drinks more than lollies, I'd say.
And what exactly is causing Australians to celebrate this holiday more frequently?
Well, I think we have more Australians growing up on American popular culture. And if you're watching television programs as a kid, Peppa Pig will have a Halloween episode. Big Bang Theory will have a Halloween episode. Basically, any television program has one. And if you see this as a kid and you see other kids on TV who are going out getting candy off adults, getting to scare adults, it's just a fun thing to do. And so why wouldn't they want to emulate it?
It always does seem like so much fun in the movies, doesn't it? Now, Australians, are Australians just looking for a way to reconnect with their local community, do you think, by celebrating Halloween?
Yeah, I think that that's an element to it. And that's what strikes me as strange about the resistance to Halloween, that it's sort of seen as this American thing that's not what we do here in Australia. But there would seem to be other things to pick on rather than children in particular getting out and being social with each other and with, you know, other people in their local communities.
If you've just joined us here on The Daily, we're speaking with Rodney Tavera, American culture expert, about the increasingly popularity of Halloween here in Australia. Now, Rodney, why exactly is this tradition becoming more popular with young people rather than old Australians?
Well, I think the dressing up element of it, the going door to door to get lollies, and the way that it is associated more with youth popular culture. And I also think part of the increasing trend of Halloween being a bigger and bigger thing in this country is the rise of social media, that, you know, Halloween is a very kind of visible form of culture, that it's all about dressing up. And so you put on your costume, you take a selfie, you post it online, you're sort of taking part in a community that's not just in your local neighborhood, but also online. And then you get to compare your costume to other people. So you're taking part in something that is becoming not sort of the Australian adaptation of an American phenomenon, but something that's increasingly global. Like, this is, you know, Halloween parties are taking off in Europe and in South America, or, you know, all over the world.
And I'm finding stuff like even carving pumpkins is becoming really popular here in Australia. Like, last night I was trying to buy one to carve with a friend and I couldn't even, all the shops were sold out.
Yep, they're all sold out. So another element would be retailers having something to market to. So next year, I reckon they're going to get more pumpkins in than they have this year because they don't want to run out. And it's something that they can market toward at the end of October. You know, it's a bit early for Christmas. So there's something here that they can organise advertising campaigns around, get special products in, and just sort of generate or take part in a more general excitement.
Do you think we'll ever see Australians embracing Halloween completely as much as Americans do?
Yeah, I think as this current generation, what do we call them, Gen Z, age through, that Halloween will have been a normal part of their lives, a thing that happens every year. And so the resistance, which I think is mainly among older Australians, those who perhaps lament the influence of the US over Australia as opposed to the UK, these people will age out, and I just think it will only grow as a tradition that becomes increasingly Australian, even as it looks like how it exists in the US.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if it becomes a bit more Australianized rather than Americanized.
Yeah, would have been a carved mangoes or something. It might be a bit early.
That'd be nice, and you can eat it afterwards as well.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Rodney.
No worries. Thanks for having me.